This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are, right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, back
Woody,
to you.
Woody, I thought the whole thing was kind of cool. The college football playoff ranking, and I could give a crap about last night. And it came on later after the basketball game, but, like, it doesn't matter. Like, if you're a Canes fan, that whole thing, like, they're six, but great. They're going to go from six to not ranked if they lose this game. So this is you know everything. It's great. College football playoff rankings, you know, and they're talking about this team, if this happens. But bottom line is, you're going to play a team's got the best record that you have faced, an 8-3 Syracuse team. They're 5-1 at home, and they throw the F out of the ball. The number one passing team in the country. They got a quarterback. By the way, we're going to have two quarterbacks. I don't know if this has ever happened. Two quarterbacks going to go over 4,000 yards passing. Is that right? Am I right on that? 4,000 yards? That I don't know if that's ever happened before. And hell, the Syracuse quarterback's got a little, not a lot, but more.
Yeah, Cam will go over 4,000 in that game. He's got 3,774.
Yeah, he's going to go over. And the other guy needs like 60 yards, you know, to get there. So, you know, it's just that you.
Yeah, McCord's at 3,946.
Yeah, he's having a hell of a year. The old Ohio State quarterback, 3 years at Ohio State, goes to Syracuse. I'm guessing got pretty damn good money to go to Syracuse too. And but this ranking thing, so I was like, I didn't even care. I didn't care where they put the Canes last night because I knew, like, if they lose this game. You're going to disappear. You're going to drop below everybody. You really are. The surprise to me is Clemson got back in this thing at 12 and SMU at 9. A lot of people think, you know, quietly SMU's the best team by what they've been doing to everybody and their offense that they run that they might have the best team of everybody in ACC. But you can't worry about that. All you can do, you got to win this game by one point. You've got to find a way to win this game. Even if it's a shootout, it's not going to affect you. You're going to go to the ACC game. It's just, you know, we talked about this with Dolphins too. There's nothing else. Nobody cares about weather. Nobody cares about injury. It's just W or L. Like, I know the Dolphins didn't have Tua for four games. Nobody wants to hear about it. Like, when you go meet with the owner, you don't go, well, you got to consider. We came up a little short, but no Tua. Like, He must be at a point, you know, he's had this team for, oh, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear. I care about W's and L's. W's and not a lot of L's. And so same thing with the Canes. It's just you got to go out. You got a really good team. You got a lot of good players on both sides of the football. And got to win. That's it. Just got to win. But that 60 means nothing, right? Looks nice. Looks nice for the week, but it won't matter. Saturday at 3:30, not a lick. They lose that game, and that'll be it. You'll get into a bowl game, but then the whole other stuff that I don't want to talk about, but you know what happens. We got more guys opting out of these bowl games. If they're not a playoff bowl game, a lot of guys that know they're going in the first couple of rounds aren't going to play in them. Ask Florida State how that went last year. Florida State's whole, they had a ton of guys get drafted. Hell, they had guys in late rounds that go, yeah, I'm gonna pass on this and just get in shape. So that's the new world we live in, too, in college football. You know, I said this college football thing, it used to be one or two guys would do it, and we kind of ripped them. And remember Mark Richt? That was Mark Richt's biggest pet peeve, like, what about staying for your guys in your last game and playing with your buddies and the guys you played with the whole time? And now you go, Cam Ward only played with him 1 year. How good can the relationships be? Like, it's business. It's business at every level. There's no play one. You know, it's like it used to be, hey, you know, I grew up in a town, and our town, it was like the pride of our town versus the pride of the guys on the other side of the bridge, on the other side of the river. That stuff's gone, man. We don't even have that barely in these high schools now. They jump around. I give you one. Somebody told me last night, we got Larry Bluestein going to join us at 7:20. Think about this. We're going to have guys, it's going to be common between high school and college for transfers. We're going to see guys 7 or 8 high school and college transfers. And then the pros have to make a decision. This guy jumped ship like a zillion friggin' times. Do I want him? Hell, Cam Ward was at 3 schools, right? He moved his way up to get where he is. But we're going to see a lot of guys going to 3 and 4 high schools for a lot of different reasons. And we're going to see guys going to 3 or 4 colleges. Well, minimum a guy, 6, the number 6. If you're in this state, I can't speak for every other state. California's still pretty strict. California's not strict on anything. You talk about loosey-goosey and do whatever you want. But when it comes to high school football, oh, hell no. Oh, that guy, he jumped. Oh, his dad, the dad took a coaching job up there, tried to move thing. He's not eligible. So, but here, hell. Guys are transferring as we speak. Season's over. Can I finally go? Different world, man. That sport. Free agency starts in high school down here, man, and moves right through college. And so, yeah, you're going to have a resume full of, like, you're going to, like, who was I checking the other day? Oh, there was a guy from Miami. I was like, oh, man, I wanted to see what high school. And they go, well, he's got a couple high schools. I just want his last year where he played, not the other two. So that's where you are, man. That's where we are with the craziness of this stuff. But getting back to this Canes thing, folks, those rankings last night, I don't know how many of you looked at and really excited to see where your team was. And the case of the Canes, it looks real good, man, in the middle of the pack of the 12 sitting at 6. And they show you the bye week on the brackets. If they win, they get the bye week, which is cool. We even get a week off while a couple of teams beat the crap out of each other. But if you lose, you're not even going to be talking about the ACC championship game. So this game's got, boy, I'll tell you, I don't know how much more you have to be fired up if you're a Canes player to play your best. And you're stepping up now, especially in the passing game, from what you just saw and what you're going to see this. You can't have mental mistakes this week. And you need a big-ass pass rush. You need to get some guys. Probably going to have to throw in some blitzes, but you got to get yourself. You can't blitz every down. You'll just get torched. But you got to get a four-man rush, whoever. You know the names of all the guys, whether it's Mezzador Ruben, you got all those guys need to have and win some one-on-one matchups and get back there quickly. And by the way, I don't mean you need a bunch of sacks, but you got to get that guy throwing the ball before he wants to. Same thing in pros. You know, the guy, well, he didn't get there. I go, yeah, but he made him throw it early, and he wasn't even close to hitting that receiver. He wasn't accurate because he had to throw it early. He had to guess a little bit because he didn't want to take a hit and all that stuff that that comes into play with a big pass rush, hurries and QB hits and sacks. So we'll be watching everybody, man. We'll be watching on both sides of the ball. And Cam Ward needs the mindset of we need to score 80% of our drives. We need to score. I'm not going to say 100% of your drives, but you need, you know, and I'm guessing you stay aggressive offensively. Those fourth and ones and fourth and twos, you got to go for them. Got to go for them. Can't stop. I got no problem. I know they got the game they lost. They didn't have success on those fourth down situations. Got to do it. If you have number one offense, fourth and one, fourth and twos, that might as well be a first and, you know, second down. Like, hell, let's do it. So we got all kinds of stuff. By the way, last night, the Bucks shorthanded. No Giannis, no problem. And they built up a big old lead. Woody, last night.
Well, I think you found out why the Heat were so interested in Damian Lillard.
How about that first quarter? Man. How about that first quarter and what he did? Ended up, by the way, you're right, 37 points, hit eight threes last night.
Most of the people weren't even in their seats by that point.
Yeah.
I went to the game with Paul last night. He sat down. I go, hey, Lillard's got 20 already.
You threw the first guy under the bus.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul, you might want to get here earlier when you
he
find out.
He missed the first four
Damian
minutes
Lillard.
Of the game. I had 20 points.
Yeah. So it's funny. I saw Giannis wasn't going to play last night. Knee problems before in warm-ups, swelling in his knee. So they kept him out of the game. And I'm like, wow, this is
very surprising to
there
see
goes,
that happen.
There goes 32 points. Yeah, but you know what, man? So this is a problem. I think Giannis is legit. Giannis plays a lot of games. I don't think Giannis has that problem. I don't.
Okay.
That's just me. I mean, you're going to stereotype every guy didn't play last
well,
night, wanted a night
I just
off.
Thought they weren't supposed to pull that crap on the national TV games.
Yeah, but if you can't play, what are you going to do, Woody?
Can't play, Joe.
All right.
You're right.
Okay. I mean, you
got
you,
me on that one.
You already got, like, you know.
No.
Giannis, again, seemed like if he can play, he plays.
Yeah.
But so they are missing him last night, and Heat lose. Not only did the Heat lose, hell, they were down 22 points in that game. It was a crazy game. They come back and tie the thing up at 96 after being down 76-54 in the third quarter. And they got pounded on threes. That three-point shooting, a lot of it is because the guy we're talking about, Damian Lillard, had eight. Hell, the Heat had 10 total in the game last night. And the Bucks hit 20. They got outscored by 30 points. On those shots last night, those three-point shots. It's crazy. Am I right on that? Am I doing my math right? Is that right, Woody? 30 points sound right?
Yeah, it does sound right. I mean, they were hitting them from all over the place, man. Guys, by the way, that I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
Like I 20 Green. I don't know who the hell these guys are.
I didn't know some of those guys.
That's what happens when your stars sit, I guess, right?
Well, the other guys picked it up.
Fest.
All I know is the Bucks went from being really bad. They were in that 76er. You know, and they were trying to figure out what's wrong, and you know, everybody, we got to play better, we got to play harder. They're back to 9-9.
It's funny. So I was thinking to you. I go, this is a, you know, Joe will say long season when I come in the morning. These are the kinds of games that I feel like you're going to look back when the season's coming to an end. And we're in that play-in spot or whatever, and you're gonna be like, damn man, remember when the Bucks came in and they didn't have Giannis and we went down on 22 points and. Couldn't come back all the way. I mean, these are the kind of games that I just think are going to sting you at the end.
The first thing they talk...
I know it's a long season. Like, I'm completely...
No. The first thing they talk about is we got to be a lot better at home. Everybody either privately has said that, like, guys, we can't have a better record. Our road record is fine. And they're going to win this game tonight in Charlotte tonight. They're going to win that game. But you can't lose all these home games.
Like, love the confidence.
I think half the team saw is injured. I literally was looking at their guys that are.
Well, let's see who plays for the Heat back to back. You know, see.
See who plays tonight. I know that's a half a shot at Jimmy.
No, but Jimmy played his ass off last night. The whole team did. I mean, to be honest, it's just, you know, to come up short in a game like that is just, it's rough. And you were the better team in that game. It's just you dig yourself in that hole, right? Lillard pours it on early.
Do you see their starting five, by the way? Now he's rotated a little bit. So it's Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler. Highsmith and Duncan Robinson is back in the starting lineup as they're trying to figure out Rozier came off the bench, but trying to figure out as Spo continues to find this is kind of a Spo thing, right? Either injury or matchups that he'll switch things up, man. And it's worked for him, but this problem at home, they have a losing record at home right now, is just can't have it. That's got to get picked up. And Jimmy didn't sound. Jimmy says, how far do you have to go to get to where he goes? We got a long way to go, man. We're not there. We're not getting it done. 10 of 29 on threes last night. Wow. So you look at Milwaukee took 42 of them and hit 20. Like you said, some of those guys, you're right. After Damian, you're going, who's that guy? When did they get him? When did he come? All right, hey, listen, we've got a lot more stuff to get to. Larry Bluestein, we got some big third-round high school football playoff games coming up. Yeah, the school may be out, but high school practice won't be out as all the games are Friday night. We'll talk to Larry Bluestein about some of those games and getting to that state championship game, man, at FIU this year. So we'll talk to him about all that stuff, our high school football insider, in just a moment. First, I want to tell you about my friends at Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. Boy, I'll tell you what, when you talk, there's so much to talk about. I don't have time to get to all of it. Still family-owned, built 35 years ago on great service, and it has not changed through the years. Trained and certified technicians on 135 trucks. They go 7 days a week. Not only that, but they've been in the business for 35 years. So part of great service is having water heaters and air conditioning units, all different sizes for your home, for your rental properties, for your business, whatever it is, having them in stock in a warehouse right now where they can go pick them up and they can deliver the same day. And also you go out and you get the best folks to work for you, trained and certified technicians on the air conditioning side, licensed, experienced plumbers on the other side. And you also know when you work at Air Around the Clock, you're going to work Saturday and Sunday. You're going to work some weekends, man, because problems pop up. And when they do, you're going to get that great service from Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing and all that great experience. Financing plan, same-day installation is always a goal. We got box trucks filled with all-size ream water heaters and air conditioning units that we deliver and install every day. Like I said, ready to take care of you with this experience. Eric, Mike and Chippy, all those names we've been talking about for a long, long time, still family-owned and going strong. The next time you have any kind of air conditioning problem, including the next few days, 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-349-6922. Tell them Joe Rose said to give you a call. Give them a call. They're Around the Clock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, Joe.
All right, Woody, thank you. Oh, man. Third round of the high school football playoffs. And we've just got a handful of games left here in South Florida, but some good matchups, especially all the games being Friday night. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joins us this morning. Blue, thank you, and how are you, bud? You doing all right?
Yeah, I'm doing great. This is, you know, this is what we live for. Tomorrow, Friday, 12 teams from Miami-Dade and Broward are still alive as we're like 2 weeks away from the state championships. That'll be right here. And at Pitbull Stadium and FIU. And you know what? The great thing about this week, too, is I think the schedule makers made it a lot easier for fans because you have a couple of afternoon games, you have a couple of night games, so it gives fans an opportunity to see two games, which is which I'm definitely looking forward to.
Hey, Blue, Monday through Friday, bro. Where are you? Hey, Joe, I'm at a game. Well, what's going on? No, you're the best. Yep. Hey, let's jump right into this. My guys in Western, I don't live too far from the high school, 6-6, going to Columbus. Man, on paper, it looks like a really good game talent-wise. What's your take? Columbus at 10-1 in this game. What happens?
Yeah, well, you know, neither team have had just an outstanding year. Columbus lost some key games early in the year, obviously, St. Thomas. But they played great defense, and you know as well as I do, they're well-coached. They're at home. It's 2 o'clock game at Tropical Park, and Western comes in as a 7 seed. Wink, wink, they're really not. They're probably a 2, at the most, 3 seed. They had a forfeit 2 games, so they could easily be going into this game at 8-4, maybe even 9-3. Their schedule has been challenging. I think this is a marquee game. This is a heavyweight bout. We'll see if Columbus can stop Western's offense. They've been able to average 40 points a game during the last or the first two matchups. I think this one comes right down to the wire. Western has an opportunity. It's great coaching on both sides, but you know, Columbus's defense could tell the story.
All right, I got to tell you, maybe the best story left in the playoffs, maybe, is this West Broward team. Put it on Piper. I did not see that one coming like that. Now they go to Southridge, and Southridge was a team. Blue, if you don't get mad at me, but if there was a guy that had a crush and believed in this Southridge team, even had him in the top 5 there for a while, it's you. What happens in this one?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. This is the furthest that West Broward's ever gone in school history. Three rounds deep. They're a number 3 seed. They're on the road. Miami Southridge has turned it up. Coach Sinatus, Pierre Sinatus, has done a tremendous job. He hasn't fully brought it back to what it was in the Sullinger days, but he's getting there. He's getting a lot of talent, a well-coached team. I think the thing, and I talked to we had him on our radio show last week, I think the thing that turned this program around was during the GMAC week, they lost to Booker T by 14. And I think that really kind of said to them, hey, listen, we got to refocus. They've got a good opportunity, you know, to, if they win this game, obviously there's some pretty good 6A teams. West Boca Raton is undefeated. That may be a destination in the next round, but it's going to be tough for West Broward and Brian McCartney to go on the road and win this game. I think Southridge will win. It'll be a close game, but I think they win.
All right. So St. Thomas Aquinas. A lot of people think this is going to be a blowout. I don't know. Atlantic Del Rey's got a really good team up there in Palm Beach. What do you think happens in this one? The fact that St. Thomas got to travel up there.
Yeah, 25 years. St. Thomas has been in this game 25 times. Del Rey Atlantic once. They're a number 2 seed. They're on the road. For the first time in recent memory, St. Thomas this time of year, Joe, you know, you don't even have, it just, you kind of put that thing in automatic and then everything does itself. Atlantic's very athletic, but St. Thomas is big. They're well tested. They've had an outstanding schedule. Nobody can say that they didn't play anybody this year because they did. And, you know, their 3 losses came to pretty good teams. They lost to Bishop Gorman. They lost to Chaminade. They lost to American Heritage. And all those games were within 1 score. Yeah, it's going to be tough for Atlantic to win. I think St. Thomas wins this one on the road.
Okay, the next one, boy, I was pumped up. And then the news that, I don't know, quarterback D. Bell, but Norland, 9-2, goes to American Heritage Plantation. And listen, that place is going to be crazy. But what's the take on the ankle? How bad is it for D. Bell?
Yeah, it's been pretty bad. In a game like this, I mean, if you could go, you could go. I mean, he was in that blow-up cast last Friday, obviously, after the game. Heritage is, you know, they're a really good football team, and they'll run the ball. They put Malachi Toney, who's a University of Miami commit, in at quarterback. He's as athletic as you're going to find. I just think against New Orleans, you're going to need to bring everything to the dance. Their defensive line is as good as you get, probably none better in the state. I mean, they're really good. Their secondary is really good. New Orleans hungry. They know they screwed up by playing that ineligible player against Heritage the first time. It cost them a home game here and put them at a two seed against a number one seed. I just think New Orleans got too much at stake. They are hungry because they lost last year to Berkeley Prep in the state championship game. It's just, I think they win this. I really do. Heritage is going to play their best game of the year. New Orleans, like I said, you know, have NEO Yaporti, all-time leading offensive weapon at quarterback in Dade County, and certainly it's going to be awfully tough. American Heritage won't lie down, but this is a home game. This limits the crowd. If it was at Travis Powell, New Orleans could bring, you know, anybody they want, but you've been to Heritage. It's not a very big place, and so New Orleans gets to limit the crowd.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, though, just demoralizing that that Bell can't play, if he can't play. Just, he's so good, good a player. I know everybody has seen him play, has just said, Joe, kid just gets better and better. Anyway. LaSalle, another great story. LaSalle used to be home of Heat basketball practice, and look at him, 11-1, and playing against Booker T, who was on a run here late, man. I don't know what Coach Ice did, man, but, whoa, you got it rolling.
Well, okay, they're 11-1. They're one losses to Booker T. Obviously, Booker T is the number one seed in this region. They play a 3:30 game at Traz, kind of setting the table for Miami Northwestern. LaSalle's had a great year. They're just not as talented overall as Booker T. And you're right. Ice Harris seems to do this. And that's why, you know, in all the years I've been doing this, he's one of the top 10 coaches I've ever been around. He's disciplined. He's knowledgeable. He gets these kids motivated. He probably doesn't have half the talent that a lot of these programs have as far as depth. But he gets it done, Joe, and it's gonna. I think they have a really good shot, of getting to the state championship game this year, and that would be the coaching job of the year to come off a 6-6 year from last year's. But definitely, they're gonna be a tough out.
Well, we've been close to Coach Harris for a long, long time, man. I've always enjoyed my time with him. So now, Edison. At Chaminade, the good news is Chaminade and Uncle Luke got a couple of wins already in the playoffs, and now you face Chaminade, who is just, once again, just a loaded team. What do you do if you're Edison in one of these games? You're going to Chaminade to play to start with, and what kind of things to try to keep the score from Chaminade not letting this thing just where they pound you, like they've been pounding everybody?
Yeah, I was at their first meeting, and Sean and I ran the clock after halftime in a 56-19 game. Edison's just got to come out and try to survive. It's a 6 o'clock start, so obviously a little bit earlier. And, hey, Edison, give them a lot of credit for getting this far. They're 7-5. It's just – they're really not a match. I don't think anybody in the state's a match for Sean and Madonna. They're just rolling along. Next week may be their – toughest test if they play either Naples First Baptist or Jack Daniels and Cardinal Newman. But they win this game. They win it handily, and they move on to the next round. But again, I don't want to dirt anybody from Edison. They've done a tremendous job. But perhaps the biggest blowout of the week is Teddy Bridgewater. And
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah,
team. Yeah, that's 7:30 start at Traz Powell. Cypress Lake of Fort Myers upset Key West to get here. And Northwestern's averaged 58 points a game in the first two games. And they have an opportunity to get the state. I think next week may be a hurdle if they have to go to Port Charlotte. Port Charlotte's played extremely well. They play competitive schedule, but. Yeah, I don't think Cypress Lake. I think Cypress Lake gets back to Fort Myers pretty early on Friday night.
Any teams up in Palm Beach that you're looking at that have a chance, the best chance to get to states? Who would it be?
Yeah, West Boca Raton. I was there last week. They played Mitchell of north of Tampa. They were 11-0. They ran the clock on them at halftime. Right after halftime, and then now they play in the region finals. The team that lost to the team they beat last week by like 30 points. So I think that they should get to the state semifinal, and if they have an opportunity to host it, this could be the the furthest this school's ever gone. It's never been known as a football school, but they've done a great job. I was up there last week. Great football atmosphere, really good football team, well coached, and they're one of the teams, and as we mentioned, Jack Daniels and Cardinal Newman, they've had like 4 or 5 straight years of really, really good football, but they've always run into Chaminade Madonna. But that's it. A great week of football. Friday is going to be awesome, and statewide. And then a week from now, we'll have an opportunity to tell you who's on the verge of going to state.
Nothing better, man. Nothing better. That is so cool to hear, and the way everything's going here. So I can't wait. Blue, thank you, man. Have a great Thanksgiving. And I'll be thinking about you up in that cold. No, I won't. But I will be with you next week.
You won't be thinking about me, but it's 22 this morning there. So have a good time and enjoy. And have a good Thanksgiving yourself.
Thanks, Blue. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming on, as always. Larry Bluestein, our high school football insider, joins us. Hey, man, we got a lot more stuff to get to. We got Hollywood's headlines. We got Alex Donnell going to join us, Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast with the news from yesterday. 3 ACC teams in the top 12. And honestly, for all of them, all they're really thinking about is, I got to somehow get to that ACC championship game, and I got to do it by winning. By the way, Clemson's got a tough game. Don't they have South Carolina coming up? Anyway, we'll talk to Alex Donnell about all that stuff coming up. Right now, though, I want to talk about something very serious for men, very serious, but I have great news. I'm talking about ED and low T. Listen, man, it happens to men starting in their early 30s for low T. It does 40s, 50s, 60s. Every guy's different, obviously. You know when you have it. People, I go, listen, you know, if you're tired all the time, if you're moody, if you're not working out like you used to, your energy level's just gone. You're not sure why. You had a physical. They said everything's fine. Well, good chance you have low T. And usually when you have low T, you have ED. And that means it's starting to affect the bedroom. Sex drive is gone. If you're going through one or both, listen, you don't have to be honest with me, but you can be honest with the folks at Atlantic Men's Clinic. I was 8-9 months ago. I got great results, man. I'm telling you, I never thought I was going to end up playing tennis for an hour and a half again and walking for an hour and going up and down hills and just staying active. But, man, it's important, and my sex drive is back. Man, it feels good. And I just want to let you know, if that's something you're going through and you'd like to change, Atlantic Men's Clinic, this is what they do, and they do it really well. They police everything. They do it the right way. You'll go in. That first meeting's the most important one. You'll meet with their staff. They'll give you all the tests on the T and the PSA tests that you need. And then they'll sit down with you and tell you the program. You decide if you want to do it. I hope you will, because you're going to get great results. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. Here's a number, man. Set it up today. 877-455-7300. I don't know. Have a more enjoyable holiday season. 877-455-7300. Just visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, this is a rough one here, Joe. Looks like Baker Mayfield and Aaron Rodgers have a little something in common here. Do you know what that is?
Oh, yeah, I do. I didn't think about that. Family issues.
Yeah, it looks like the Mayfield family might not be getting together anytime soon here, as Baker Mayfield just filed a $12 million lawsuit against his father's company. The suit alleges that from 2018 to 2021, Camwood Capital Management Group, which is his dad's company, transferred more than $12 million from Mayfield and his wife, quote, without his authorization, proper documentation, or adequate accounting of the transactions.
Like,
I think that's a fancy way of saying they stole his money.
So, how does a father do this to his kid?
I don't know. This sounds like the Britney Spears thing
almost. So the whole thing is, I'm guessing, because I know some other ones, I don't want to get into them, I know some other players through the years that's fathers have filed bankruptcy, and this father that happened with a Dolphin player, he asked, he said, hey, I'm in bad shape, and he got a call from his mother and father, said, we are the company, we need $1 million. So he did. He was bummed about giving us, he did the right thing, but it bummed him out.
Yeah.
This one, they stole, like, ask.
I don't think he needs, the thing is, though, I don't think they need the money. The guy owns this firm.
Well, maybe it's not doing well. Like, who does that to their... Yeah, that might ruin that relationship. That might make Aaron Rodgers' relationship with his family look like nothing, right? Compared to...
Do they all sit down at Thanksgiving and just be like, all right, listen, I know you're suing me for $12 million. Let's put that aside.
I don't know how you patch that up. At what point do you go, hey, I know I stole $12 million, but we want you and your wife and the kids. We want you in our life. Can you forgive us?
That's sad, man.
That is a bad story.
It really is. All right, here's a good story, Joe. If you are going to be spending Christmas Day at a bar this year, the good news is you could still watch the Netflix NFL games. The NFL has struck a deal with EverPass Media, which is the company that handles the distribution of live sports programming to bars and restaurants. And they will distribute Netflix's Christmas Day games to commercial establishments.
You got to pay for it, though, right?
No, I think they're just going to be good to go here. I think,
really,
yeah. So I mean, that's my guess, but
they're being nice to the bars.
Yeah,
makes it a little better for those people that end up in a bar on Christmas Day.
It says the NFL and EverPass already have a deal that allows the company to distribute YouTube's NFL Sunday Ticket to bars and restaurants. So I guess this would just be part of it here, but yeah. And the good news, Joe, if you on Christmas Day. You were falling out with the family over a lawsuit. You could just go. You can go to the bar and watch the games.
Oh man! Christmas Day. Well, we got 5 basketball games and a couple of football games.
I don't know the basketball, or whatever. Basketball. Sorry, man.
Boy, I know.
You know I like hoops, but man,
no.
Sorry, the NFL is just better.
Well,
I don't know who's playing, and I know it's better.
I have no idea who's playing. I couldn't.
Doesn't
tell
matter.
You. No.
By the way, the game's on Thanksgiving. The game's tomorrow. Terrible.
Well, I know Detroit's got one.
Yeah, you got
Dallas has one.
Detroit and Chicago. Dallas and the Giants.
Ooh, boy.
I mean, come on, man.
Ooh.
Like, those are two of the worst matchups you could put together. I mean, that's assuming the Lions beat the Bears by 100.
Well, they.
Which I'm guessing they're going to look to do.
They do. They try to do it to everybody. Matter of fact, the offense coordinator had to say, "Hey, we don't do that on purpose." And I was like,
"Yeah, sure.
What?
Yeah, they're throwing Amon-Ra St. Brown in the end zone up 50.
What? You're going to not shake the head coach's hand when he looks at you and goes, "Yeah, I beat you by 30. What are you going to do?"
All right, so we go to F1 here, Joe. Remember we had the Las Vegas Grand Prix over the weekend? And this is not surprising here, but their viewership was down 30% from the first time they did it last year. I think a big part of this is the event aired at 1 a.m. Eastern.
They got to do something about that, man. Well, what do you do, Woody?
Well, I think they prioritize their viewers in Europe, so I don't think they care all that much.
Is that what this is about?
I believe so, but yeah, I mean, they didn't even get 1 million people to watch this thing, Joe. 900,000 people watched it.
That's not good.
Not great, no.
No,
down
that's
30%
not.
From 1.3 million.
That's not good.
And I think it has to do with the time, because the Austin Grand Prix in October drew the 1.3. The Miami Grand Prix, remember how many that had in May? How many viewers?
Two.
3.1 million viewers.
Yeah.
Not bad.
I wonder if F1 will... go to nights here, though. That's the only complaint I've heard, is it's too hot during the day. Do you hear that one or no, Woody? Or you like it during the day?
I mean, I've gone, and I would tell you firsthand that it is incredibly hot out there.
So would it be better for everybody to just throw the party at night? It is a party area.
Yeah, as long as it's not at 1 a.m.
I got to be honest with you. I like tennis during the day for exercise, but as far as taking the family and having a couple of drinks and relaxing, Nothing like that tennis at night for a couple weeks.
Yep. Well, we'll see, Joe.
Yeah.
All right, our final one here, if you're looking to do some holiday shopping, you know, this is a good time of the year to do it, right? You got a bunch of sales going on at all the different stores. It's a good time to be shopping.
Okay.
We have a few people that are on this website called Cameo now. Remember Cameo? Where you could pay someone a certain amount of money to send you some sort of video, like a personalized video.
Yes, yes.
So if you would like a video from Skip Bayless, that ghoul, will run you $300 for a custom video from Skip Bayless and looking like he's 500 years old.
Would he?
Skip Bayless looks like he's been dead for 10 years.
Yeah.
He's still walking around.
You just wanted to get a shot in on him on this.
I cannot stand him. He's a bad dude. So you got that one for $300. Speaking of bad dudes, Joe, you can get a custom Cameo video from Brett Favre for $285. And the most expensive of them all here, Joe, for $345, you will get a personalized video from Urban Meyer.
Urban's doing it, too?
Urban Meyer the liar, yep. You can talk about grabbing ass and bars, whatever it is that he does. You can
Herb, that was...
pay him $345, he'll make a video.
I'm guessing
you.
Herb would like to just forget about that. Just stick to the college stuff and whatever was around it and forget about that 1 year or less than 1 year in Jacksonville, including that road trip where he decided not to go home with the team. I'm guessing. Yeah. God bless him, though. I'd have trouble. Woody, would you have trouble selling that video was out to your wife when you got home and you say, hey, this is going to come out?
Yeah,
and,
you don't say.
And she goes, what don't you understand? She's basically on your lap and your hand's on her ass.
Mm. Brian, I wouldn't go well.
That would be, in my house, top-tier cheating.
You know, the weird thing about this Cameo deal, like, I understand why Brett Favre has to do it, right? But why does Urban Meyer, who's made $1 zillion, or Skip Bayless...
still got a good deal. He's still doing the college show on Fox.
He makes so much money. Skip Bayless has stolen so much money. Why do these guys need to rip people off $300 to get a custom bit? Like, who's buying these things?
Ohio State fans, Florida fans...
All right, maybe the Herb one, but the Skip Bay, like who?
No, I don't know about
out
that.
There wants to shell out.
Oh, you know
bucks.
What? As a joke, like
as a
you
joke.
Know, somebody doesn't like him, so you hey, it's Skip Bayless, you know. And
we actually, one of my buddies, 1 year did a cameo of with Mike Gesicki, and had him welcome us to the fantasy football draft.
That's
it was right. a lot cheaper.
Yeah,
I think picked like the cheapest Dolphin that was available. But
well, listen. We got Alex Donald going to join us coming up here. Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast. We'll talk about those things. As yesterday, college football playoff rankings came out last night, and the Canes are sitting at 6, and it means nothing. It means it's good for a couple of days is all it means. You got to win that game against Syracuse. You got to beat Syracuse. And that's all that matters. So we'll talk to Don about some of that stuff. That's going to come up here in just a few minutes. But first, I do want to talk to you about Beverly's Jewelers. It's a holiday season. Yes, Jeff and Amanda and the family want to let you know, man, we'd love for you to do what I do every year. Head on down to Beverly's Jewelers, whether it's a day before, if you want to get to it early, and find out. They have everything you need to make this holiday season the best ever. They have a huge selection of earth-grown and lab-grown certified diamonds backed by their low price guarantee. You're not going to find the same diamond for less anywhere. Plus, Beverly's has an unbeatable selection of diamond studs, tennis bracelets, and jewelry for every style and occasion. Save big with discounts of up to 50 to 70% off select items or craft a piece that is truly one of a kind with their state-of-the-art design studio. Plus, with interest-free financing and free gift wrapping, makes it easy. If you're single and have no taste, they can do it for you. Beverly's makes holiday shopping easy. You need extra cash? Bring in your old gold and jewelry. They'll buy it on the spot with no hassle. I trust Beverly's and have for more than 30 years, and you will too. Visit the Fort Lauderdale showroom or shop online at bevjewelers.com. This holiday season, discover why Beverly's Jewelers is where South Florida gets engaged.